It's the weekend of the old versus the young in the NFL and the quarterback positions. And let's bring in the middle-aged Mike Kosi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You know, you look at the playoffs this weekend, and really both leagues, you have an old quarterback, but an experienced quarterback, versus the young up-and-coming quarterback.
I guess that angle works.
Yeah, in both leagues. Well, you really do. It's pretty amazing. You've got, you know, Kansas City with their hotshot, you know, quarterback who's very young and who's had a great year. And then you have Tom Brady, the quarterback of all quarterbacks. And then in the NFC, you have really with New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, who's just been getting better as he's been getting older. He's now 40 years old. And you have the young quarterback of the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think if you look at this weekend, that's the storyline that sells. That's about the only storyline that sells.
Oh, well, I see the two best teams in the AFC and the NFC playing each other.
Yeah, that's true. They are the best.
I mean, the Chiefs and the Saints have been by far the best teams in their conferences. The Patriots and the Rams have been the second best team in the conferences.
Yeah.
So much for parity that the NFL wanted.
That's right. Parity gets you to the playoffs, but it doesn't get you into going to the Super Bowl most of the time.
Nope.
Except in the case of the New York Giants, where it happened twice. But anyways, let's move on from that. Interesting news story that I want you to comment on. And that is Kyler Murray declares for the NFL draft.
Yeah, why shouldn't he?
Well, yeah, I guess he'll see where he gets the most money from, right?
Yep. I mean, in his mind, he knows where he wants to do, and he's just playing out his options, and you can't blame him for doing that.
No.
If somebody drafts him in football and throws him a stupid, ridiculous amount of money, why not? Take a shot. See what happens. That's money you can't get back once you say no to it, so leave it open. He doesn't have to do it.
Does Oakland have his rights? Or Oakland going to? I think Oakland has his rights in the in baseball.
That's only until this year's draft.
Yeah.
Because if he re-enters the baseball draft, then he becomes property of whoever drafts him again this year. Yeah. So that's only until April.
Okay.
So I think June. The football draft before the baseball draft, so he can play it out that way.
All right, so he'll have plenty of time to leverage two offers against one another.
Yeah, he should.
All right.
He can use one to play the other one. He can say, oh, you know, whoever drafted him in the NFL, and they would have done to try to get more money out of baseball. I think he should play baseball, but
I think he can get the money. It's much less injury. He can play a longer career in baseball.
Right.
And you know what? He can try baseball first, and if for some reason it doesn't work out, then try to, you know, go to the NFL. But boy, baseball is a lot easier on your body than the NFL.
Yeah, and you know, just play it against each other and see what works out best for you.
All right. Jets CEO got on the radio yesterday and defied the hiring of Adam Gase as the coach in the avalanche of fan criticism that has come his way.
Well, what is he going to say? They screwed up? The guy even starts? But I just think that – I really think that McCarthy pulled the plug on the Jets. I don't think it was the other way around because you don't hear anything from McCarthy.
Yeah.
I think he pulled the plug on the Jets. Like, you would say, well, you would hear a press conference on, well, it's okay, you know, I this is what I want to do. You didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, which leads me to believe that he pulled the plug on the Jets and he doesn't want to badmouth anybody. So I think that this signing by the Jets was out of necessity and not out of choice.
All right. Sad story. Mel Stottlemyre finally succumbed to cancer yesterday at the age of 77.
Yeah, a very good friend of mine is very good friends with Mel. And for the last couple of years, he's been fading. And he fought valiantly and a lot longer than a lot of people thought. But unfortunately, he lost the fight. I think it was Sunday that he passed away.
Listen to this. Mel Stottlemyre was a pitcher for the New York Yankees when they sucked, when they were absolutely horrible. Listen to this. His record with the Yankees from 64 to 74. And you can check their winning and loss records in those years, and you'll see how bad they were.
They were terrible.
He was 164 and 139 with a 2.97 ERA, 1,257 strikeouts, and he won 20 or more games in a season on three different occasions.
And his innings pitched were huge.
Had he been with a good pitcher, had he been with a good team, there's no telling. He's just an amazing guy.
And yeah, the Yankees were one of the worst teams in baseball during that period.
Yeah, absolutely. They were owned by CBS. They were terrible, absolutely terrible.
That's the year of Horace Clark and Danny Cater and more pigeons in the seats than people.
Well, anyways, so...
He was an excellent pitcher. Excellent pitcher on a bad team and... never complained about it, went out and did his job and threw a lot of innings, got a lot of wins, and the Yankees were in every game that he pitched.
And a big, strong guy.
Real classy guy, real good man.
Yeah. So,
like I said, a friend of mine was very close with him.
Rest in peace, Mel. He was a Yankees Yankee if you were a true Yankee fan.
He was the best pitcher on the team for that amount of years.
I'll be willing to bet you 70% of the new Yankee fans don't even have any idea who Mel Stottlemyre is.
Clueless. But that's when they talk about their tradition in 27 rings. They don't know who Mel Stottlemyre is. They're fakes.
All right, where do you want to go in sports now that I've managed to bring up two things?
Heartwarming story.
Okay, we need that.
Duke lost last night.
Who'd they lose to?
Syracuse.
Wow.
In overtime, 95-91. So a nice win for Syracuse, and makes me smile because any time that the Duke Blue Devils get beat, it's a good way to start your day. And I was watching that game last night, and of course I was rooting for Syracuse silently. There's no use in yelling at the TV set. And another good story, the Nets won again last night. This time they beat the Celtics. So they're climbing up, one game under 500 at 22-23, and they're playing good competitive basketball. Continue to play good in competitive basketball.
Well, what about the Knicks, though?
What about them? They won one out of their last 10.
The Knicks,
they're fighting the Cavaliers for the worst team in basketball.
The Knicks are 10-33.
10-33. Won one out of their last 10 and lost four in a row.
Ten.
They're building a champion.
10 wins. They are 22 games back already.
They're building a champion.
My God.
Too bad it's in tennis.
10-33. 10-33.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks.
They haven't even... They played about half a season in their... And their sole focus is to get a high draft pick. And like you said before, it doesn't matter. You could be the worst team in the league and still not get the number one pick because the NBA does the lottery balls. And you know the Knicks aren't going to win that.
Just think back. We're talking about Mel Stottlemyre. Just think back to when the Knicks had Clyde Frazier, Earl the Pearl Monroe, Willis Reed, Dick Arena Barnett.
You know how long ago that was?
40 years ago.
Half of the people that listened to us probably weren't even born yet.
Dave DeBuscher. I mean, God almighty. Unbelievable.
1972 was 46, 47 years ago. That's a lifetime and a half.
Unbelievable.
That's the last time the Knicks were anything to speak about in the NBA.
Well, they had that brief thing with Patrick Ewing, but that was just
brief. Yeah, it was brief.
Yeah, it was very brief.
That was even the Jets got to a championship game in that time period, so it was very brief.
Man,
they stink.
And they just don't get any better. Unbelievable.
10-33, chasing the Cavaliers for worst team in basketball.
Year after year after year, you just wonder, is there a curse on the Knicks?
Yeah, there's no curse. It's a bad organization. Yeah. The thing is, how can New York City have so many bad organizations?
Yeah. Unbelievable.